Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Be Skeezy is in. Tyler Milner is on the ones and twos behind the glass over here. And it's been a minute since I seen the fellas. Been out of pocket for a minute. But I'm assuming you and Luke held it down yesterday.
Yeah, man, we had a good time, man. I think we held it down admirably in y'all's absence, and was glad to keep the seat warm for y'all, man.
Yeah, man. Look, I want to let everybody know real quick. Let everybody know. Sorry about that. I stepped on your toes right there, T. Stop number 10 at that old crawfish circuit, y'all. It's Friday. It's Friday. It's June the 6th. Friday.
Little mud butt action, huh?
Come on, baby. Well, not mud butt, but mud bugs. Last time where I'm from, mud.
Did I say bug? Did I pull a run?
Sounded like butt.
My bad.
It sounded like and mud butt. That especially when I got a 1-year-old, a 3-year-old, that means it was something other than crawfish.
It could be this zen in my mouth, this little nicotine patch that I got in my mouth. That could be part of it, but I definitely tried to say mud.
It happens. You wipe. It happens to everybody.
Tyler, we're going to get to what the hell's going on with B. Scott in 2 seconds after I make this damn announcement. We about lost B. Scott about an hour and a half ago, and he said it. He was
like
damn
lost,
serious.
Lost?
Yeah. I'm going to get to it. Hang on a second. Christian's Tailgate, Energy Corridor location, 1010 Highway 6, baby. Highway 6, 1010's the address. Christian's Tailgate. Come on through. Prizes, drawings, giveaways. All the listeners who come out and are on site Friday, you got to be there to win, and obviously, them boiled crawfish, baby, them adult beverages, right? Come on through. Plenty of food. Bring the kiddos. Apparently, it's a kid-friendly location.
It is, and I have never, ever once in my life, I have not been to this Energy Corridor location, but I have never had a bad time at a Christian's Tailgate.
Well, come on through. We got a good time to be had on Friday up off Highway 6, baby, so come on through. And let's have us a good time. Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors, as well as Bud Light, Budweiser, for making that happen. And make sure when you come on through, we do have a end of the year crawfish circuit giveaway, $500 gift card. Ooh. To Academy Sports and Outdoors, and free beer for a year. Budweiser, Bud Light, big time opportunity there, along with the. Yep, that's a beautiful sound. Damn, that's a beautiful sound.
It is.
All right, I can't leave him off no longer than this, but B. Scott, are you all right over there?
Man.
Now, you told me we almost lost you out there. Your son saved your life, and then you came in here talking about mud butt. I thought, damn, is B. Scott all right over there? What the hell happened?
I'm a little jittery, man. Look, I called myself this morning getting a little work done early. Okay, I was up here at the station with the morning guys, Payne and Pendergast, right? And I wasn't hosting. I was doing a little podcast work, doing a little, you know, pre-work ahead of hosting this show with you,
because
I got other
long
obligations
day for you.
Yeah, so I call myself kind of getting ahead of things, and then when I get back home, you know, it's roughly 8:30, still pretty early, and I didn't got up early, so I'm gonna go ahead and take me a little nap, you know. Okay. Thought it was gonna be an hour nap, two nap. Ended up not waking up until about noon. Okay.
Uh-oh.
so it turned into like a 4-hour nap. But when I got up,
tired right
is it
there.
One of those where your eyes snapped open and you're like instantly in kind of panic mode because you don't know what time it is?
That part, but then also the thing that woke me up wasn't just the time or the amount of time that I had been asleep. It was the low blood sugar. Y'all know I'm a type 1 diabetic, a very serious matter, but I do a pretty decent job of managing it. Save for the day, because I woke up, blood sugar was 45. Oof. And if y'all don't know,
I don't know.
Anything under 80 is not good. So 45 is almost close to half that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So now we're flirting with fate a little bit here.
Little half dead over here.
If you don't get that thing up really quick, it's going to be an issue. You know, it's going to be more of a potential hospital situation, right? So my son is the first person I see, and he's in there cleaning up the apple juice that he spilled all over my floor. Okay, so that's his own issue.
Son.
But of course, now you put everything into perspective. You don't care about that all of a sudden. We got to get this life back.
I need some candy stat.
Candy, cars, granola bars,
yeah.
Apple, whatever apple juice is left that you didn't spill on the floor. We got a high carb soda up top in the top cabinet. Go stand on a chair and go get that for your boy.
Right.
And so it was like full court press on get daddy back to life and get him back to life real quick. Not just, you know, so he could attend the show, but so he could,
you know, live.
So he could be alive. But I kid you not.
You were probably all clammy and stuff.
I was. No, not clammy. Drenched in sweat. Because that's one of the symptoms, right? When you have high blood sugar, you look like I look like Patrick Ewing out there. All right? And so it is 7 minutes after 2. At no later than 12:45, I was fighting for my life.
Well, would you just yell at him and tell him, does he know when you're having an episode?
Yeah, well, I mean,
like
I walk out of there sweating and say, hey, son, help me out. Don't leave. I literally told him no less than four times, don't leave me.
But he understands right away.
Yes.
What's going on.
And this is my 10-year-old, by the way, a 10-year-old little boy, man. He's, I'm not going to leave you, daddy. I got you. So he's getting me yogurt. We got muffins. We got, like I said, the strawberry soda. Literally everything that got any level of carbs in it, you give it to me so I can hurry up and get this thing right. But we were that close. Not only to y'all not having a co-host today.
You feeling good now?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Let's go.
I'm in the right frame of mind and in the right physical state, but it was touch and go for a minute.
I mean, I typically would say I appreciate you making it, not making me do the show by myself or me and Tyler make this thing sing for 4 hours, but damn, I'm just glad you're here.
Yeah, because that would have not put just today in jeopardy, but the Texas report on Wednesdays for the foreseeable future, for the permanent future, would have had to have been filled by somebody else because your boy would have been out of there. So shout out to my son, Kyle, 10-year-old, stepping up and doing what was needed, man. I would not have survived if I was by myself. If he had not been there, I don't know what I would have done.
Ooh-wee. Well, good job, little man. Way to stay cool and calm under pressure and get Pops right and get Pops to the station. Well,
now, he still didn't get off that YouTube. He was carrying around that phone the whole time. But that's his own issue.
Hey, he can multitask.
Yes, I give him credit.
That's a beautiful thing, man. But all right, we got it was a big. I almost said weekend. Hell, it's Monday and Tuesday. But a big night last night for our Astros boys. Big night last night for our Astros. By the way, Astros have won 7 of the last 9. I mean, 8 of the last 11.
They're kicking ass and taking names.
That's right, Magic Mac. They are doing it. You know who that was? Every time we have a conversation about them, we can lead the conversation with some kind of high win percentage over the last handful of games. When they had 17 in a row, they won 10 of them. Then they won, again, 8 of the last 11 kind of deal. So the Astros are rolling, and they're rolling through some pretty rough weathers here, if you know what I mean, with the injury to Yordan, with all the arm injuries to the pitching staff, with trying to introduce Lance McCullers back to the rotation, to asking these young guys to do a lot. And the Astros got a big win versus the Pittsburgh Pirates last night. And the headliner of this is obviously Lance McCullers
here,
B. Scott. It's Lance McCullers' first win this season since being called up May the 4th. It's his first win since September the 21st of 2022. Let me say it again. It's his first win since September 21 of 2022. And not only did he get that win, and we're going to break this down a little bit, not only did he get the win, but he also got a little bit of relief in a sense of that fool that threatened his kids and after that rough outing back in, I guess it was, he gave up 7 runs and recorded 1 out against Cincy. I think it was May 10th.
Yeah, this is like 2 or 3 starts ago.
Yeah, whatever. It was his second or third start. But that fool obviously surfaced and the investigation found him. So he got a little bit of relief and had a really, really good day yesterday on two fronts. I do want to get to, B. Scott, the performance of the game, the Astros getting the win. But first and foremost, The second part of that about, you know, the investigation.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To the threats that Lance McCullers and more importantly his kids received after that game, that investigation has concluded, but they definitely found an intoxicated bettor who made online death threats aimed at McCullers' family. He lives overseas. The HPD, big shout out to Houston Police Department. They did the investigation. This old boy told the Houston police that he was sorry for what he had done and regretted obviously doing it. And all joking aside, like, to me, this is the most important part of the investigation. If I'm Lance McCullers and his kids, like, it's one thing. Okay, so you get threatened. It's one thing. Obviously, I'm scared as hell. And big shout out to Jim Crane, by the way, for hiring 24-hour security for his family. That's a hell of a deal by the owner right there. But literally when it happened, I know it sounds silly, but it's like, whoever did this needs to come forward, because now Lance and his wife and his kids can't leave the house without looking over their shoulder. Even if they, behind the scenes, they figure some things out, and you don't know if it was that guy, if it's a different guy, somebody needs to come forward and say, no, it was me. I made a mistake, so that family doesn't have to continue to look over their shoulder. So he's overseas. Apparently wasn't a big issue. Wasn't a local threat. But just so the family knows, B. Scott, like, hey, I can go outside now, and that fool ain't going to be out in my front yard.
Not only that, but to also find out that the specific fool really wasn't about that action. It was right. When I say that, I don't want to minimize threats or the potential, you know, the potential implication of it, right?
Yeah.
But what you learned with this particular situation was, not only was it some fool overseas that didn't present a local threat, but when confronted, clearly was not about that action, was just some drunk fool and what we like to call in this internet age, keyboard warriors,
folks that'll
say stuff to you and clinch you. I'm sure you see this plenty as a public figure. You see folks that online will say things to you that if they saw you in person, wouldn't dare say to your face,
sure.
Wouldn't dare try you for real.
Spineless
in person.
Spineless asshats.
And it feels like, and we, not to be, not to again minimize, because we got some people that really are crazy, really will do some harm out, really will do some harm to you out here in these streets. But some of these people, and a lot of these people, I feel like most of these people that like to do stuff like this really ain't about that action. And that would make me feel some relief as well. Like, not only was it not a local threat, but it wasn't even really somebody that could say it with their chest.
Don't
even think about trying to come see me. You ain't about it.
And for what it's worth, the guy did apologize. Lance did accept the apology. He leaned into
he's better than me.
Right.
I'll say I'll straight up. Lance is a better man than me.
Well, look, I mean, he just, you know, he's got to forgive and forget. He's a spiritual man.
He
believes strongly in living that life, and I commend him for it, man. And But nonetheless, great job by HPD, great job by Major League Baseball, hell of a job by Jim Crane, and it feels good to know that Lance McCullers got this fool off his back, and at least his family can go live their life a little bit.
But I co-signed Tyler, though. Better than me, because I would have gone, what was the Liam Neeson character in Taken?
Yeah.
I would have gone Taken on him. I will find you. And I will kill you. Like, that would have... You talking about my kids?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to look... Come on now. You going to stab my kids?
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Find me.
I would like to think perhaps maybe I could do what Lance did, you know, the honorable and loving thing of forgiving this guy and trying to move on. But the second you bring up my kid, man, I probably won't want you to not be living.
Well, glad that one is put to bed and the family can walk around, go to games, and spend time with their mom and daddy and not have to worry about them kiddos. But the Astros, they did get that win 3-3 zip, and Lance McCullers outdueled Paul Skenes. I don't know if he's the hottest pitcher in baseball, but I know he's one of the biggest names, and he's damn sure one of the best watches with what he brings to the table. But on a Christian Walker home run in the seventh, which Lance ended up coming out, but it was before they announced that Lance came out of the game and actually put another pitch. So Lance actually got the W.
Yep.
3-0, the Astros win. And I'm going to tell you, boys, this is – Lance has been absolute nails since the 39th pitch of his third start.
It feels huge.
Right? Remember, the wheels came off May 10th against the Reds when all that crap we just talked about happened. And then the start, the first inning and a half, the first 39 pitches – of that next start was like, here we go again.
Yeah.
And then he commits to strike out four of the next five.
Yep.
And then he goes out there, and how many he strike out in that next game?
12. 12.
Right? And then he goes out there and does this 0 earned run, 7 strikeouts, 1 walk, in a 3-0 win, his first win this season, his first win in over 2 seasons.
And 6 innings of work, also important. Real quality, not just out there giving you some quick action, like a real quality 6 inches of work.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.